This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, March 4th, 2018. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WML.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WML.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on any little thing you'd like to talk about your health. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're going to answer everything that you want to know from a non-drug, non-surgical point of view. Wow, the wind was blustering and blowing over the last couple of days. We actually lost our power at our house for about 30 hours, finally got it back. You know, we are spoiled people. You know, I was sitting there with my wife, and she said, you know, I don't do, you know, this very well. And I said, well, you know, you've been spoiled for a lot of years. You know, we all have. But nevertheless, power should be back to most everybody within the next 24 to 48 hours, according to the different utility companies. So hang in there, you know, and, you know, try to make it a fun situation. We have a very special program today, one that is intriguing, is interesting, it's been around for a long time relative to its application, but one that is gaining momentum relative to a first-line diagnostic monitoring clinical therapeutic modality. What am I talking about? I'm talking about thermographic imaging. A thermogram is a very interesting situation. Infrared is given off by everything in the body, every element, every thing that's alive, things that are not alive, and so forth, and it can be measured. And the differentiations tell you different things. But you know what? Instead of listening to me babble, I have someone who is far more knowledgeable in this area than I could ever possibly be. And having said that, I'd like to welcome. Hi, Dareth.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Dareth Painter. Dareth is our registered ACCT thermographer. She works out of the Rozelle Center for Healing, Fairfax Imaging, Thermographic Imaging of Fairfax, and she's been doing this for a whole lot of years. Dareth has quite a considerable background. She got interested in natural therapeutics a whole lot of years ago. I met Dareth 17 years ago, and because of some health challenges in her own life, and she was turned around 100%, and then got to the place where she started tiptoeing into our field and became a registered thermographer. And so thermographic imaging is one of these pieces of non-invasive detective work, if you will, that can show things on many, many different levels far faster, far more specifically, better than anything else, but more importantly, it can show resolution as well. This Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dareth Painter will be your host, your presenter, and she's going to be talking about monitoring treatment through thermography. That's this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., and you can register the same old way. Go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com. Hit the button that says register now and be there. I think you're going to find this fascinating. Dareth, let's forget the, you know, everything that I just said and get into the meat of the stuff. Truly, thermographic imaging is 21st century in its application.
Sure.
Tell us the background. Where did this all start, and how, more importantly, how did it start relative to healthcare application?
Yeah, well, first of all, thermography actually started as a military application when you look at troop movements. It then took off into other applications, and back around, I would say, about 1980s, they started using it for medical application, not only for human use, but also for animal use as well. Veterinary clinics all over the world use it as well. But the application from a medical standpoint took off in Europe and in Asia because of its non-invasive, benefits, if you will. There's so many things that can be done to identify things within the body, pathological processes, but this one actually is a piece of the puzzle that actually looks at changes in physiology. It looks at, inflammation patterns, if you will, rather than the structural aspect that a lot of these other tests are looking for.
Well, it picks up heat differentials, right?
Yes, yes.
So everything that takes place, if somebody's in a state of sickness or depletion, if we will, something that's hot or something that's cold, a chronic disease that hasn't flared up is, we call it an arthrosis instead of an arthritis.
Right.
That's going to be a colder area because of the lack of blood supply and circulation and so forth. Something that's an itis, an arthritis.
It's going to be an inflammation.
It's going to be hot.
Right. Exactly.
And this thermographic pattern can pick up those shifts and changes far faster and more acutely and specifically than virtually anything else.
Yeah, it can pick up real-time aspects. You and I were talking just a little while ago about Raynaud's syndrome and how with Raynaud's, you've got people who will have cold. You know, you always hear people say, well, my hands are and feet are always cold. We can actually visualize that when we do the thermographic imaging. So it's good to have confirmation to the patient when they say, my circulation's not that great, but when we look at it in imaging, it's black. We look at things from color aspects as well as gradients of grayscale. So when we look at inflammation, we're looking at anything on the top end from red to white, which is inflammation, obviously. And then for cold or constriction, you're looking at blue, black aspects, and anything in between we look at as neutral, depending on where on the body, you're looking at.
So with thermographic imaging, its application is so broad. I mean, you can,
from
breast tissue, and that's one of the first applications that came out with the ability to detect the advancement, if you will, the progress of how cancer begins to develop over a period of time, and being able to see it in a short period of time so you can do something about it instead of letting it go to full state pathology.
Right.
And then you have things like degenerative disorders like diabetes. Diabetic neuropathies are inflammatory. They get hot.
They
make the nerve screen. And you can pick this up very, very quickly. A thyroiditis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. You can image the thyroid gland and see this inflammatory reaction.
Actually, with the thyroid, because I do see a lot of that when I'm actually doing breast thermography, I'll kind of surprise the patient and I'll say, is your thyroid sluggish or is it overactive? And they'll say, yes, how do you know that? And what I will see in thermography scans, it's not so much the thyroid glands, is the thymus. We look at the metabolic changes within the body. So we're looking at the thymus to tell us whether or not they're hypo or they're hyper. And then depending on what strategies they use to, balance that out, we can tell whether or not they're improving as far as their thyroid function.
Well, the thymus is a major immune marker for many different things in the body.
Absolutely.
But it ties into the thyroid dramatically. In that if the thymus isn't working, if it doesn't upregulate the way it's supposed to, the thyroid can't work. It's just that simple.
Right.
And, when you get a Hashimoto's patient, so by definition, let's just touch on that for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune condition that actually starts in the gut, in the intestinal tract.
Right.
And if the intestinal tract is inflamed because people are eating grains and gluten products and things of that nature, which is the things that we have to remove from
them. Your favorite things, yes.
Indeed. I said, get rid of them, right? But the bottom line is that you can at least generally visualize that. You can see the intestinal system on fire.
Yes. Yes, we can see that. We can see all the other aspects of the body that it is, affecting as well. But it at least gives the patient or gives that patient's, team of doctors a place to look at as far as any type of anomalies within the body and any pathological processes that may be coming up.
Can you differentiate, for example, headache structures? There's many different types of, there's muscle contraction headaches, there's vascular headaches, there are tumor-related headaches and so forth.
Yes.
So does the thermogram help differentiate which is which?
It will at least give us a position of what it could be. It's not going to diagnose. Just like with breast mammograms, that tool is not there to diagnose. It's to point out issues or pathological problems that need to then further look at clinical correlation, other tests to confirm what we're seeing as far as anomalies and patterns.
You know, very interesting, talking about breast mammograms and thermographic imaging of the breast. I have a friend who is an oncologist in the Washington area, works for a very, very high-level, well-known oncological group.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long conversation about the efficacy, if you will, of mammography. And he admitted that the false positive, false negative rates with mammography run in excess of 30%.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of variables there. You've got density of breasts, which is a really high one, because if you look at any mammogram test and they've identified the woman as having dense breasts, there's a little disclaimer at the bottom of the report that says, we can't confirm whether or not this is a valid test because you have dense breasts and therefore we're not going to make the call.
So you have thermographic imaging, and just, you know, just give it a correlative, and I know the data, but I'm going to ask you, is that when you take a thermographic picture, if you will, of breast tissue and mm-hmm. the thorax, what you're looking at is the blood supply
yes.
that is going to feed, if you will, the tumor formation, the mass
exactly.
that develops. And the thing that is that you can pick it up well in advance.
Yeah, we can pick it up. I mean, the statistics will tell you 5 to 8 years before a tumor formation will ever show up in a mammogram, which is true. What we're looking at two different things. Mammograms looking for a hard structure. Can't differentiate between a tumor or a cyst or calcification. Just says that there is a hard component there. And then you move on to other testing to, you know, look to see what that hard component consists of. With the thermography, what we're looking for is changes over time. We're looking at whether or not you have what we call an angiogenesis, which is a separate vascular system that develops and is the feeder to that tumor. So that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for the actual tumor like the mammograms are looking for. We're looking for the feeder. So that way, if we can pick it up earlier, now you've got better strategies to address that pathological process. Therefore, your survivability goes up.
So it gives you a earlier head start in doing things that you, if you wait too long, they're not effective.
Right. So you have early intervention strategies that you can use, you know, that are in some cases less invasive than the traditional ones when we get into stage 2, 3, and 4. I mean, you and I have both talked as well. You've got women, unfortunately, who avoid the slings and arrows of a mammogram because of the cumulative radiation or the pain involved or the 50 pounds of pressure of the, you know, screening. And, you know, they want to do something else, or they just ignore it and hope for the best.
Well,
but then they come to me, you know, for or any thermographer, and then they find out, oh, my God, you know, you're at stage 3 or 4.
Well, the interesting thing is that if you've had 5 mammograms over a period of time, you've increased your risk of breast cancer by 40%.
Exactly.
We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, the 7th of March at 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dareth Painter, a amazing thermographic imager and somebody that, you know, that I'm always in awe of. We're going to talk about how you can monitor resolution. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle live in studio. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dareth Painter, an ACCT registered thermographer. And so what is thermography? It is the detection of shifts in heat spectrums within the body by an interesting camera, non-invasive, but shows up all kinds of things that you wouldn't have the opportunity to see otherwise. Everything from the potential of development of cancer, Bell's palsy, Raynaud's, diabetic neuropathies, autoimmune conditions, and the list is really quite extensive. If you've never had the opportunity to learn about thermographic imaging, this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing, you'll have that opportunity. 7 p.m., Dareth will be your host, your presenter, and she's going to be talking about thermographic imaging as it relates to monitoring treatment, but also is going to answer all kinds of questions and what's about, how it's applied, you know, is it useful, what are the parameters and applications and so forth. So we would encourage you to join Dareth this Wednesday. Just go to RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com, and register. Meantime, we'd love to have your calls at 888-630-9625. Dareth, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the applications. The second half of the program, we want to get into monitoring treatment efficacy.
Sure.
And how that really is, you know, significant. But when you have somebody that, you know, Bell's palsy, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got, you know, a flaccidness of the facial muscles, a paralysis, if you will. How does that show up on a thermographic image?
So we've had several Bell's palsy patients come through where we've tried to identify, first of all, you know, is it in fact a palsy situation? And it will show up. Obviously, the face is a very vascular part of the body. It will come up as constricted. Blue, black areas in the body, especially where the flaccidness of the face, usually in the jowl area or in the eye area that you'll see. And so we can monitor that and obviously take images to, you know, capture that moment in time where the effect of the disease has taken place.
I want to bring something up before we get into the next half of the program. There's a lot of, I'm not going to say competing entities out there. It's like there's many different mammograms. There's many different companies that make mammographic equipment. There are a couple companies out there that make thermographic equipment as well. One's Fluor, and, you know, the other one is Metatherm.
Right.
What's the difference?
So I use the Metatherm 2000 camera, which is the only FDA-approved camera on the market for human and animal use. The Fluor camera, F-L-I-R, was a camera that was actually developed for military and building use. So when you look at building construction and you look at heat loss and that type of thing, that was what initially the Fluor camera was developed.
Stress fractures in building.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, they've now, you know, shifted their application over to medical, which is fine, but they use an algorithm to look at the anomalies, the asymmetries in the body, the heat aspects within the body. The Metatherm camera, which was developed by Dr. Peter Leando out of England, you know, obviously the specificity on that camera is, in my opinion, much higher. I mean, it's a registered class one medical device. It measures, you know, the heat aspects at about 80,000 pixels and, you know, about a 1/100th of a degree. So, you know, it's very specific when we're looking at those heat and constriction aspects, that inflammation pattern, that pathological pattern that we're all looking for.
So basically what I'm hearing from you, there, relative to the human application, there is no comparison.
That would be my opinion. Yes, it would.
Yeah. Well, that's drawing a conclusion. Yes.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. You know, we have used the thermographic imaging relative to progression of therapeutic outcome. And I want to get into that very heavily as we go into the second part of the program, particularly with spinal curvatures, with migraine patients, mm-hmm. with autoimmune resolutions. We talked a little bit about thyroid conditions and so forth. It has a tremendous impact. And I know this Wednesday evening you're going to get into how that all works. One of the things that we did years ago is that we took pictures, you and one of our acupuncturists took pictures of a knee that was swollen, that was hot, and the placement of needles specifically to reduce that. And you can see it in real time. It began to become better.
Right. So what it was an injury knee, a knee injury, sorry. And what we did was from the onset of application of the acupuncture needles, we did 15-minute intervals to see how the improvement of the swelling and the pain that was going on just by using acupuncture as a treatment. So it's rather impressive. It's hard to describe to people what they should be feeling or what they should be seeing when it comes to acupuncture. But when you actually visualize it through thermography, it makes a lot of sense.
You know, here's what's important to us. Patients will come in and they have been everywhere that they could possibly go and all types of diagnostics, and they've come up with inconclusive studies after inconclusive studies. And they come in, and often we will use the thermograph to actually say, yes, in fact, there is something here, and now we're going to do some functional medicine protocols that will actually diagnose it instead of...
Whereas it's all in your head.
Right, exactly. Eliminates the guesswork. That's exactly where I was going with that. So since we didn't have a lot of time, I'm glad that you said that.
Yep.
In studio, Dareth Painter, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing. If you want somebody who has a world of knowledge and information and application, this is the lady to listen to. Listen, this is something that we use every day. Don't go away. We're coming up for a break. Listen, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. It's beautiful outside. The wind has stopped howling and blowing, and I hope the trees have stopped falling as well. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, Dareth Painter, a registered thermographic imager. It goes beyond that. I mean, thermographic imaging is one of the most amazing new diagnostic, and I don't mean new relative to just started. I mean new relative to application and embracing within the healthcare realm. And even traditional medicine now is taking a good hard look at it.
Absolutely.
Dareth, and I know that you know a lot of your patients are referred to you from allopaths as well as natural physicians. Before we get into it, you know, we just heard a commercial on Twin Creeks. it's a great camp area. You know, I don't take the opportunity to, you know, to promote things often, but, you know, if you could, listen, if you have children or grandchildren and you want them to have a great summer experience, this camp is an old traditional camp. You're going to go out there and guess what? They're not going to be able to use their cell phones and so forth.
You like that, don't
I
you?
I love that, yes. No devices. And they get to go camping and horseback riding and fishing and skiing and things of that nature. And
guess what? They get to come home and they actually learned how to make their bed.
Oh, my God. Really? That is unbelievable. So listen, seriously, go online and check them out. Camp Twin Creeks, these guys are amazing. And like I said, I don't get excited much about when it comes to kids' stuff because everybody's involved in sports and so forth. You know, when I was a kid, I spent summer after summer after summer at a camp of some sort, mm-hmm. and, you know, with archery and so forth. They don't exist anymore. And
well, they do.
This
they do.
Outfit
my,
does.
My son actually has gone to this camp. This will be year number four. Absolutely loves it and actually caused him to come out of his shell. So I can only speak great things about
Yeah, and if you can, you know, shoehorn him away from his devices,
oh my God,
it
yes.
can happen to anybody.
Anybody.
That's right.
It's like an intervention.
My guest in studio, Dareth Painter, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here and how you register for her program, her class, this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing at 7 p.m. Go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. Rozellecare.com. Hit the button that says register now. Remember, we have limited space. And once that space is taken, sorry, you're out of luck. So make it happen. Let's talk about a little bit about bone density and so forth. Good patient comes in. They're osteoporotic, osteopenic.
Right.
And we're going to put them under care and treatment. And we start by doing a lot of different things. Obviously, joint spaces, by the way, that don't move, mm-hmm. and they're fixated, they're locked, they're degenerative. Because of that immobility, begin to lose their mass, their substance.
Mm-hmm.
But thermography can pick it up both in resolution, but also help predict that osteopenic, osteoporotic pattern.
Right. So it's looking at the metabolic changes that are going on within the body, and it's looking at the inflammatory aspects of what it, you know, as a cascading effect to the rest of the joints. So you will see inflammatory processes within the joint space that will be indicative of that. And then obviously you can follow up with different testings to confirm the fact that, yes, we're talking about a bone density issue. Obviously in your office, you use a bone density equipment to actually measure the density. We can look at the inflammatory aspects of the product of what's causing that.
You know, the interesting thing is everybody's trying to save money today. Mm-hmm. And when you're out there and physician is writing a prescription, here, Mrs. Jones, go get your annual every other year mammogram. And, you know, they're taking soft tissue and they're crushing it. And then they irradiate it. Well, we know that damage to breast tissue and then irradiation, guess what it does? It predisposes to something called cancer. And that's where I said earlier, if you've had about 5 breast mammograms over a period of years, you've increased your risk of breast cancer by 40% just because of the damage that ensues.
Right. And then if you have the BRCA2 marker, the radiation, there's research that shows that the cumulative radiation actually can turn on that gene. And I actually have patients who have written medical physicians who have come in and have experienced that, who are writing white papers to show that does occur.
You know, the interesting thing, too, in traumas and accidents, car accidents, whiplashes, things of that nature, you're overstretching joint spaces, and you end up with a localized irritation. It's called a synovitis, and it means that there's an inflammation of this bursa sac, there's synovial membrane in between the joint. Mm-hmm. And thermographic imaging... Thermographic imaging can show, one, that it exists,
right,
and in fact that there was a car accident, you do have an injury. But more importantly, if there is actual healing that's going on, it can show the resolution of it as well.
Yes. Yeah, so in that example, what you're looking at is the initial trauma and how the body responds to that. And as you know, you've always told me that especially in car accidents, 24 to 48 hours, you're going to start noticing the body have that kind of ripple effect, and you may feel the soreness and the pain after the fact.
Well, the truth of it is, within 72 hours of any car accident, even minor car accidents, you mm-hmm. begin to see permanency because you see scar tissue build up in the joint.
Right. So with a thermography, it makes sense to do that at the onset as well as your going through the process of healing, because then you can see whether or not the body is responding appropriately, or if you need to pay attention to certain aspects that may be ignored otherwise.
You know, it's important that people understand what we're measuring here with the thermographic imaging is shifts in heat spectrum mm-hmm. from cold to hot. And to understand why it works, each disease process, dysfunction that occurs within the body has a shift in this inflammatory spectrum or this heat spectrum.
Sure.
Things can be very, very old and hot and degenerative, or old and cold and degenerative. It can be very new and hot or currently irritated. So let's go back to, you know, what we touched upon before. You get a Raynaud's patient mm-hmm. and their fingers turn blue, their toes turn blue. They get a little shift in temperature. And this not only shows that, obviously, you can pick up changes in it, but it can also show further up where it may be triggered from.
Right. I mean, you can look at, I don't see, or the doctors that I use that review and write up the reports based on the images that I take, well, they will sit there and look at it to see where in the body there is anomalies, where there shouldn't be a heat source. And try to follow the track up and around the body to see where it could be coming from. You know, Raynaud's, it's the telltale sign is obviously the fingers, the hands, the feet are black. You cannot see them on thermography because they are so cold. But then if you look at the rest of the body, you look at the immune markers. For us in thermography, that typically is seen on T2 in the back. And if you have what we call a bullseye effect on that, it tells us that you have an immune dysfunction. So if you start putting all of those pieces together, you can get a good picture of which direction you need to be heading to either for treatment or diagnosis.
Now, interesting, you mentioned T2, which is thoracic 2 vertebrae.
Yes.
It's the second vertebrae from where the rib cage starts, the second one down at the top of the back. And
In Oriental medicine, it's called the wind point.
That's right.
Uh-huh. See, you didn't think I knew that.
Yeah, you were paying attention. Good. I didn't know where to go with you on that one. So, but anyway, thoracic 2 also neurologically goes to the heart. and mm-hmm. also has some bifurcation out to the lungs. So when you're talking about immunological responses, those are two primary areas, and also, by the way, will wrap around and influence the thymus.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, you were sitting there talking about the Raynaud situation and trying to find the source. I don't know if you remember years ago, you had sent me a patient who you were trying to figure out why in the world their knee kept swelling. And you were doing acupuncture, you were doing all sorts of chiropractic treatment on them, and sent them over to the thermography and said, I need to get an image of this knee. And we did. We obviously took, you know, all the different positions and images. And one of the things that I noticed and I pulled you in on was the fact that there was an inflammatory process going from the knee up to the hip. And when there was further discussion with this patient, who's been a patient of yours for quite some time, discovered that very active, older woman, I mean, when I say active, she's better shape than I am, and she was going back to golfing. Do you remember this case?
I do remember that
where
case.
She had gotten a, what's the word I'm after, someone to work with her on her swing, and had changed positions in her grip and all these other things that were going on, and come to find out that she was torquing her hip
yep.
to a place, and also she complained about, I think I have carpal tunnel. And I thought, oh, wow, this she's got inflammation in her wrists as well. After you worked with her instructor, that's the word I couldn't remember, the instructor and you worked together to make modifications to that, the quote, carpal tunnel went away, and that heat aspect from her hip to her knee had dissipated, and the swelling was almost non-existent after a few weeks of changing the shift.
Yeah, her body couldn't compensate for the dramatic shift he was trying to change in this woman. It was an abnormal shift for her body posture
sure.
and size. And, you know, I remember that clearly.
Remember?
And, yeah.
We saw that line running from the knee to the hip, and we were like, oh, my God, look at this.
It was driving me crazy. I couldn't figure out where in God's name that was coming
but
from.
But, you know, you can take x-rays and all of that.
It wouldn't show
because, again, you're looking at the structural piece. You're not looking at the inflammatory piece and following where the body's taking you. You know, that was an amazing, you know, insight that I don't think you could have gotten with any other type of testing.
No, and we looked at her body structure, and mm-hmm. she was structurally
sound.
Off,
or,
you know,
well,
the hip levels and so forth.
Right.
But I thought it was coming from the knee and the feet. And no matter what we did, we could get her better, but it wouldn't resolve it completely. She'd mm-hmm. go back out, and she'd come back, and it was all over again.
Yeah.
And it's those things. And that's where this type of imaging is so effective. It can give us just another little clue, another piece on top of everything else.
Well, you had mentioned, too, with headaches. I remember as well, you know, having migraine patients, my son being one of them, my older son, and by taking a real-time image as that migraine is occurring, oftentimes you can see where the source is. He is truly my son, has that TMJ clenching action that goes on. So once we were able to identify that, don't even make a comment.
You don't stress, do you?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But, you know, we were able then to move him over to the acupuncture room, and by showing the acupuncturist what was going on, they were able then to treat that condition much more effectively. And then, you know, you look at maybe we need to start looking at the dental professionals to see what's going on that's causing him to do that and affecting the rest of his head.
Yep. And it was, you know, it was important. And your oldest son had to have a expander when he had braces
yes.
and so forth. And, you know, those things have to be applied properly. And sometimes, you know, when a well-meaning doctor, well-meaning dentist puts those things in, sometimes they crank them down too hard, too fast, too quick.
Yeah. So this is a good way to monitor.
That's right. And, you know, we have several patients that have spinal curvatures.
Yes.
And thermographic imaging will show that curvature, but beautifully.
Did you have a special going on? Because you had like two or three.
I know. It's just like they opened the door and they walked in. But it'll monitor the resolution.
Yes.
You can see them starting to come back without having to resend them for an x-ray.
Yeah.
And, you know, the radiation, the exposure that goes along with that. It's important that we can do as much non-invasive diagnostic activity that's productive and completely diagnostic.
Right, and it's a very, very easy process. A lot of people might be wondering, well, what takes place in a thermography imaging session? And basically what we're doing is we're taking pictures of the body's surface area, as much surface area as we can get, at their normal homeostasis. What does that mean? Well, you got to get naked in the room and cool down, because all the clothes that you've got on is maintaining all that body heat. So I want to get that person to its normal and see where the, you know, the anomalies or the suspicious activity might be, you know, coming from. And so we take images in different positions. You know, it takes about maybe tops 15 minutes to get all those images done, whether it be an area of interest, a full body, you know, a breast scan, and that's it. I don't have to touch anybody. There's, you know, there's no 50 pounds of pressure squeezing you or any radiation. It's a really, really easy process.
And it's an amazing revealing process as well. It's so diagnostic. It's one that I don't know how we function without it over the years. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here. How you find us this Wednesday evening at Dareth Painter's presentation on thermographic imaging and how it's applicable to any diagnostic situation, when it's the most effective, when you need to, you know, request this, but importantly, how it can also monitor the resolution of your condition. And if your condition is not resolving, it'll show that up as well. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com, and register. And I promise you, you are going to be impressed. You're going to be entertained because these images are amazing. But
they're not that funny.
I think so. But then, you know, pathology to me is kind of, you know,
interesting
and cute and so forth. So anyway, but seriously, you'll be able to ask virtually any question from somebody who has been around for a whole lot of years and one that understands physiological shifts and changes probably better than anybody that I know. Dareth, let's talk a little bit more about, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to take a break, but, people don't understand why hot and cold in the body makes a difference. And, you know, this is what it's all based on, right? This huge spectrum of from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, when something's really, really hot to something's really, really cold.
Sure.
And is there a normal base?
Well,
is there something that should be expected?
If you're asking me, are there areas of the body that should be hot and should be cold? Yes. I'm going to give you an example of lymphatic congestion. In the lymphatic area, especially in the axillary area, the underarm area, typically we're going to find that warm or hot. If it's overly hot, obviously we look to see whether or not there's a pathological problem. But if I start seeing blue and black within that area, I'm looking at lymph node congestion. And that's where we sit there and we go, okay, is there something very simple that can take place, like lymphatic dry brushing, lymphatic, you know, massage therapy, which we use a lot of in Rozelle Center? Or is it to that red and white aspect, the overly hot, where you may have a unfortunate pathological, you know, suspicious activity going on? There are certain areas of the body, obviously, that remain warm. There are some that remain neutral within the body. And then, of course, as you're looking through the map of the body spectrum, or as Dr. Pina used to call it, the body Doppler, you know, you look to see whether or not there's anything going on that's unbalanced.
So real quick, we're coming up to the break. Can thermographic imaging pick up clots in the lower extremity?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's one of the things that you're going to talk about this Wednesday evening. It's important to understand that it is that diagnostic, that preventative, that you can't miss this. We'll see you in a couple seconds. We're coming up to that break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you can expect Wednesday evening listening to this amazing lady. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. We're here at 888-630-9625 every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you who are every other parts of the country, do the math. We appreciate your tuning in and the emails that we get from you. And hopefully we're able to respond and give you some direction. Also want to salute and thank our military for however you find us, you do find us and you're reaching out and asking questions. I hope that we serve you as much as that you're serving us. We appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. In studio, Dareth Painter, who is a registered thermographic imager and will be presenting a in-house presentation this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing on thermographic imaging and how it monitors progression, but also how it detects problems well in advance of most other types of diagnostic findings. This is amazing. Whether you have a problem that nobody can find, but you know it's there and you need to have more data, this is important. You know, whether it's rheumatological problem, whether it's diabetic problem, whether it's an arthritic, whether it's a heart disease, whether it's breast cancer, or even cancer of the skin services. This is something that can absolutely be the diagnostic piece. Dareth, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to get into Wednesday night when you do your presentation and why people should come and attend.
Well, we're going to talk about the basis of thermographic imaging, the pros and the cons of it. We're going to show how simple the process is and that it is another piece of the puzzle for folks, that we are looking at those metabolic changes. We're looking at the inflammatory processes within the body that shouldn't be there, that, you know, that pain or that feeling that something's off is not all in your head, that we can actually visualize that based on the imagery that we get from your body.
You know, there's so many teams around the NFL, the National Basketball Association, hockey leagues, and so forth, that now are embracing thermographic imaging as part of their prognostic criteria.
Right. Actually, if you look back, most people remember the name Fayed, Dodi Fayed from Princess Diana, not fame, but situation. His father owns Harrods out in England, but also owns a lot of the rugby teams in Europe, as well as a lot of horse racing aspects. He has a Metatherm camera at each one of his, rugby teams, and he uses that as his first line of evaluation when there is an injury pattern. So that way the treatment right there on the field is immediate and it's effective.
You know, the beauty about thermography as well is being able to tell somebody comes in and says, I hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's medical world, they're putting people on all kinds of opioids and muscle relaxers and all kinds of things to knock out that subjective, if you will. Now, this is something that objectively can say, mm-hmm. I hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
And
it's
this
here.
Is where you hurt. And actually, this is where it may be coming from. So it'll look at the disbursement of the pain that you feel. But we're also going to look at the area where it may have started or where it's the most intensive, which for the individual, they may not be able to specifically pinpoint. But when we look at the imaging, the body can show us exactly where, you know, the problem area is starting from.
You know, it's very similar to where it is isn't exactly where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important when it comes to thermographic imaging, like we talked about the hip and knee problem. But you can have somebody, for example, rheumatoid nodules are called Hebridin nodes on the fingertips. They they get these little bumps, you know, that occur right on the tips at the last joint space. And it has to do with an intestinal tract problem. With thermographic imaging, now you can go to the gut and you can show the patient,
right,
this is where it's coming from.
Yeah, but because of the nerve endings in the fingers, they're focused on that.
That's right.
So, yeah, it gives you a lot of information to work from.
Yeah, why are you treating my gut? Well, because your gut's hot. Here's what's going on. If you ask the right questions, now you get the right answers.
Perfect.
It's an important piece of diagnostics. It's one that I'm glad that we have in office. And, by the way, you're at the other end of that camera because your intuitive capacity is second to none. This Wednesday evening, Dareth Painter will present an evening on thermographic imaging, how it's used, its applications, and so forth. Be there. Go to RozelleCare.com. It starts at 7 p.m., and the weather's starting to change, so it should be a great night. We're coming up to the end of the program. It's time we have to say adieu. Love you all.